Blog Talk Radio.
Students from their school
everybody talked about that. There was even people going around with signs saying, free our little girls, free our girls, free our girls. But you didn't hear any more about it. And as a matter of fact, they continued to go into these villages and kill the people and steal the women and the children and just murder thousands of people. Every week there's a new murder that took place. But you don't hear a lot about that. And as I looked at the news this week, which I don't like to watch, but I watched the cable news channels and how they continue to have breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, and they showed this young man who was set on fire by ISIS. That's all they talked about the entire time, all the stations, breaking news, breaking news. But there's no breaking news on Boko Haram. There's no breaking news on the horrific crimes that they continue to commit. Now, I don't know a lot about these different groups, and I don't want to know a lot about these different groups. This is one topic that I want to speak about, and I want to give some truth to you guys. I want to raise your conscious level about this, but I don't really want to go into a lot of details about what's really going on with these groups because I really don't know. And I really don't want to consume a lot of it. But I do want to give you the basics. And you can take the basics and research and find out more. Now, Boko Haram, they're people that are committed to the Prophet's teaching for jihad and propagation. And it's a terrorist group, an Islamic movement based in northeast Nigeria, also active in Chad, Niger, and northern Cameroon. Now, as I read to you earlier, how they look at ISIS as a terrorist group. But see, Boko Haram is also a terrorist group from Islamic background. Sounds familiar, right? And it estimates the membership vary between a few hundred and 10,000. And they have also been linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they have killed more than 5,000 civilians between 2009 and 2014. And mostly occurs in Nigeria. They have abducted over 500 men. They've kidnapped those schoolgirls we talked about. And they're increasing their area and their zone where they commit all these crimes. And they're causing the people to flee as they take over these areas. The people are fleeing. And by this year's end, they estimate that over 1.5 million people will have fled this area in Nigeria. The Nigerian military has proved to be ineffective because they know that this militia group is out of control. This is the problem that I don't understand. You know, they tell me that when you read about it, it says, well, they're in an area where it's very difficult to get to them because it's a deep, dense forest area. And if you're not from there, you really don't know how to navigate throughout this area. Now, mind you, ISIS were up in mountains and areas that were very difficult to navigate. They're not in a dense forest area, but they're in areas where you can't find them easily. But they're finding them. And this is the problem that I'm having with these two different groups. And the way the world operates and the way the world allows them to operate. Now, I see I have a lot of people on the phone tonight. So before I go any further, I want to take some calls and see what your comments are. And if you have any comments, please call me at 347-237-5247. Okay, caller, you're calling from 688. You're on the air. May I help you tonight? Hello?
Sarah? Hello, Sarah?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had just got called in, and I just started to listen. I don't even know what the topic is about, for real. I didn't press one this time, though.
Oh, okay. You're just listening, right?
Yeah, I was just listening for right now, yes.
Okay. All right. If you have any questions, just feel free then.
Okay.
Okay, caller from 315, are you there? Is this Harriet?
Hi, Terry. Just listening. Keep going.
Yes, ma'am, I shall. Thank you. Okay, as I was speaking about the Boko Haram and where they're placed in Nigeria, and they're in a dense populated forest where they said it's really difficult to navigate throughout that area if you're not from there. So this is part of the reason that some of the people are saying that they cannot really locate this group of men and women, and mostly men, that are out there murdering these people, because they believe that these children should not be educated. And so that's why they strike these schools and these different villages where people live more of the Western world type of living, and they don't believe in that. So they want to take these people out. Now, Nigeria is a very, very rich country, very rich. And it has a president, and it has a military group. And I'm not understanding why they can't be stopped. What are they doing with the money? I don't know. Why can't they get enough funds to stop this group? I don't know. Now, also, when we look at the group ISIS, when you research the background of ISIS, you're going to find some of the similarities from Boko Haram. Now, ISIS means the Islamic State of Iraq, and is an Islamic rebel group that controls the territories in Iraq and Syria, North Africa, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. And they also have ties with Al-Qaeda. But supposedly this year, last year, they broke their ties with Al-Qaeda. Supposedly. And the group has been designated as a terrorist organization by the United Nations, the European Union, the United Kingdom, the United States, Australia, Canada, Indonesia, Malaysia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, India, and Russia. Over 60 countries are directly or indirectly waging war against them. Interesting, right? Why? Why are all these countries interested in this group that is going around taking these hostages and killing the people? I mean, we know that they're affecting a lot of countries besides their own, where Boko Haram is mainly affecting Nigeria at this moment. Now, mind you, ISIS had to start somewhere, didn't they? And they spread it out. They spread it themselves throughout these different areas. But what is it about ISIS that makes the world want to know about them, that makes the world want to report? The media talks about them. I mean, all day yesterday, that's all you could see was breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, because they had murdered another, kidnapped the person they had captured. But as I tell you, every day, this is how Boko Haram operates, every day. This is what they do. And they're funded, as I said earlier, by groups as the Al-Qaeda and different organizations that have the same beliefs as the people that are part of the ISIS. But I don't understand it. I just was watching and I just didn't understand it. I'm like, wow, they're giving all this time to this situation. Now, mind you, I probably could go into a lot of research and dig really, really deep and put all the pieces together and figure out what the truth is behind this. But as I said earlier, I really, really don't want to know this truth. I really don't. because I don't think the truth behind this is going to really make me feel satisfied. I think it probably will disrupt my inner peace. And right now, I don't need that inner peace disrupted, but I'm challenging you all out there. If you know the truth, if you know the reason why the media will spend all this time on this ISIS terrorist group, but will spend such a small amount of time on Boko Haram. As I stated earlier, Boko Haram is only affecting Nigeria for now. And the ISIS group is affecting more than just the area in which they are. They're affecting a lot of different countries. They've killed different people from different countries, but it doesn't mean that Boko Haram can't do the same. It doesn't mean that they won't do the same. And to me, it shouldn't matter where these people are coming from. What should matter is that these poor people in Nigeria, they can't live their lives. They can't educate themselves. They can't go on with their daily lives because they have fear for this militia group that will come and disrupt their lives and kill them and take over the villages. But nobody seems to care. You know, I used to wonder when Oprah had that special about those young girls and she built that school for them. A lot of people gave her a lot of flack saying why would she want to go all the way over to Africa and build a school for the young girls but not build a school here in America. And she explained herself, and to me it made a lot of sense. She said that if she could empower those young women in Africa, that it could change a lot of things in the world today. And we all know the motherland. We all know the power that lives within the motherland, the earth itself in Africa, the richest soil, the sand, the entire continent. We all know the power that's there, the energy that's there. Even though we did not come from there, our ancestors came from there. We know that the world had been watching that continent for a very long time. And different people from all over the world have went there and raped that continent of its riches and just totally changed it from what it truly was supposed to be. So we understand that African continent and what it's about. So Oprah, she took it a step further. And she knew that if she could empower these women who give life. Now, mind you, you know, the female gives life. So if she could empower them, how they could go throughout the world and change the world. So I was very impressed when I finally began to understand why she built that school. Now, mind you, if she can build a school to educate these young girls, why can't the rest of the world care about those other young girls? Why can't the world care about those people that are being killed every day by Boko Haram? What are they waiting on? Another Rwanda? Because we know that the world stood by for years and allowed that terrorist group to go into that country and kill those people. But nobody really cares. The media most certainly doesn't care. Like I said, they'll give more attention to one person being killed. One person. They gave breaking news for 2 days for one person being killed. Now, they're talking about, oh, when did he get killed? Well, he must have got killed early January because there was information text and Twitter's going around talking about he was killed in there. Now they're trying to analyze when he was actually killed. One person. But there's thousands being killed by this group. and the media won't talk about it. Why is that? Do they really care about us? We know they don't. We know they don't. But like I said earlier, they care about that country. Oh, they could not wait to go into that country and rob and rape it of all its richness. They're still there, living off of the land, living off the richness, the riches. And it's sad when you think about it. But I tell you, we know who truly cares about us. And as I read, you know, the Bible each and every day, and I think about the people as they were headed to the promised land, and I think about the different dangers that they encountered, the different groups of people that they encountered, the different territories they had to cross, different lands they had to cross. But they made it, and every time God assured them that they would make it, even though it was dangerous, even though there was evil that existed among the lands, the people that they encountered were evil for no reason. They didn't really care about them. But God knew, and God had a plan, because God cared about them. And that's what I say now to the to those little girls in Nigeria, to those people in Nigeria. We just have to keep praying for them. All we do is give our tax money to the government, but we have no say-so over what the money is supposed to be spent on. We can't tell President Obama, the military, to go. And don't stop. Don't just go when the media turns the light on and the little girls were, or the schoolgirls were kidnapped. Don't just go then, but set up a task force. Like you did for ISIS. Set up a task force for Boko Haram. Start meeting with the people at the UN, meeting with the government in other countries, and set up some type of plan like you have with ISIS to go over there and help those people so that they can continue their education, so that they won't have to be fearful in their own country. So they won't have to be ran up out of their villages and they won't have to be slaughtered. Reassure them that they matter, that their lives matter just as much as those different hostages that are being killed. Give them the media coverage, the tax force, the finances, the military, the help that they need. But as the song says, they don't really care about us. And it's very difficult for me to sit here and understand this, you know. I know, like I said, I know the story is deeper. I know there's some other things that I'm not talking about tonight that will explain why the world is more concerned with this ISIS group than they are about Boko Haram. But I tell you, no life should matter more than the other. Just like they sent all those troops over there saying that they had weapons of mass destruction and they're fearful that they can build these bombs and they can hurt us. You know, that's an excuse that they use, you know. That's an excuse. But they don't know what Boko Haram is doing, or do they really care? Or what is it really about? Let's dig deep on that subject and find out what it's really about. But I don't want to discuss that on my show, what it's really about right now. I just want to let you guys know that I am aware and that you all should be aware that they do make a difference. And it saddens me when I turn on the TV and I see the breaking news. All day, all day. But I see nothing about those people in Nigeria. Nothing. So let me go right back to the phones before my minutes are over and see if anyone has any comments right now. Okay, caller from 688, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're just listening still?
No, I have a comment on that. You have to understand it's about the 5-3 and the 1%ers. The 5% that actually do the work, the 3% that actually finance it, and the 1% that actually tells them what to do. And if you know anything about government, I heard you saying something about that, you know, when you read the laws that they implicate, like when Dick Cheney implicated the carbon footprint when they started doing the admission test and things of that nature, if you really read into it, the number one carbon producing thing is man. So if we're the number one carbon producing thing and they're trying to reduce carbon because they're saying they want to cut down more trees, what do? They kill us. So that's one of the biggest things. It's not that they couldn't stop it, it's that they don't want to. So when you see a group of people that are destroying themselves and you can just go and take the wealth from it after they destroy themselves, then that's not a bad thing for them.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense.
That's what it's about.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It goes even as far as like here in St. Louis, where you know, we kill each other in the city, and they don't worry about that. They kill us, and we kill each other.
Right.
So you know, it's the same thing. But then you say, like, right now they're getting ready to shut down this homeless shelter called Larry Rice's, and they're trying to build a new football stadium, and they already have one. I mean, if we as people would get together and start allocating the taxes that we provide for the government instead of asking them to do it, then we can make things change. But until we the people start taking control of our own lives and the things that are going on, we'll never be able to do anything about it.
Right. It's difficult, and I've done shows about why we don't unite and the Willie Lynch syndrome. You know, it's still there and it lurks throughout us, and there's not been anything or any program or anything that they've created to deprogram us from that.
The problem is we've been programmed by them, and we expect them to deprogram us.
Right.
Our children are raised by one of the five. If you didn't know, we only have five broadcasters in the world. It's Viacom, General Electric,
Time Warner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Time Warner is one of them. Warner Brothers, and there's one more. I can't remember the name of it. But those five raise our children, even, and they raise our children
the way to television, to everything.
Exactly. They raise them the way that they want them to be raised, not the way that we should raise our children. You know, that's one of the biggest problems, is that we don't interact enough.
Well,
because
the clock is counting me down, and I still want to have you on here to talk about commerce. I was just telling my sister earlier that I got to contact you so we can talk about the commerce.
Right. I was at work last time, and I missed last week, but I just got in. I seen what time it was. I'm right on there. Trying to get in earlier.
Okay, well, I will be contacting you, and I thank you for telling me the truth about what's going on with the Boko Haram, and it makes a lot of sense. They're not worried about them because they're doing what they want them to do, as you said, what Cheney was trying to do. So as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I thank you, Mr. Anthony, right?
Yes.
For bringing us the truth tonight about the ISIS versus Boko Haram. And until next week, I want you guys all out there to stay true and be blessed. And please, do your homework on these topics, because they're real. And there is truth out there. So thank you very much, and have a blessed night.